Henrietta Moyno of Lancaster, New Hampshire. Because my time to speak is so limited, I will state the bare bones reasons why the four electric power companies in Canada and the United States should be denied a permit for Northern Pass. Number one, 33 towns up and down the Connecticut River have said no to the project. Number two, if Northern Pass gets the presidential permit to run their electric lines, I was told they would be overhead electric lines at the recent open house at the Cabot Inn through 10 miles of the White Mountains National Forest. Where and when will it stop? I foresee the eventual end of our national and state parks. Number three, Northern Pass claims it will improve our tax base. They don't mention the loss of tax money for Northern New Hampshire when people sell their homes at a loss to move away from the ugly and dangerous, and I'll explain dangerous later, landscape. Number four, one bit of information in the newspaper stated that Canada has developed a, quote, huge, well-planned facility that has expansion capability, end quote. This is only the first phase, folks. Number five, Northern Pass is just that, using New Hampshire as a conduit for its electricity. New Hampshire will receive no benefit. Number six, Northern Pass claims Southern New England needs the electricity. It does not. Why do I keep getting propaganda letters from North American Power located in Norwalk, Connecticut, offering me cheaper electric rates than PSNH? Rhode Island doesn't need it either. Rhode Island is setting up wind power on Block Island, which is 12 miles off the coast, and running the electric lines under the ocean to Quonset Point on Narragansett Bay. It will generate enough power for 17,000 homes in 1 year. And last, number seven, at the Department of Energy meeting here in 2011, a man showed the crowd a 1 foot thick collection of research papers that told of the deadly electromagnetic fields created above or below the ground lines. That is, they cause cancer and other medical problems. 33 years ago, I noticed there were no homes, no businesses, no farms, or anything near the massive towers in Quebec province on my way to Montreal. In plain and simple language, there is no need for Northern Pass, and we New Hampshire Americans don't want it above or below the ground. Thank you.